Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
He's worthy of the praise, saints. He's worthy of the praise, saints. There ain't but one man who is worthy of all of the praise. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Call him in the morning, call him in noonday, call him at midnight. His name is Jesus. He'll stick closer than any brother. He's the one that'll walk with you, that'll talk with you, that'll tell you that you are his own. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know that man named Jesus? Amen. He's the sweetest thing I know. They said he's fairer than 10,000. Amen. He's altogether lovely. Amen. So excuse me. After all I've been through, I owe God. I'm in debt. Maybe Pastor understands. Pastor, I'm in debt this morning. I am in debt this morning. Because after everything I've been through, God keeps on. And he keeps on. And he keeps on. And he keeps on. I guess I'm going to keep saying it until y'all get it. And he keeps. Maybe y'all been perfect. Y'all must all been perfect. But I've had a second chance. And a third chance. And a fourth chance. He should have killed me, Lord. But I thank God that he kept me. Anybody know what it's like to be kept? And everything he's done for me. Amen. I can't praise him enough. The song said if I had 10,000 tongues. Amen. I'd use them all, but it still wouldn't be enough. It still is not enough. Amen. You just think about, sometimes I sit up and think about how God just approved that breath I took. And then he just approved that breath I took. It starts this cycle of just thinking and praising God. Because of how grateful I am to how good he has been to me. Amen? Amen. We serve a good God, don't we? Amen. He is a magnificent, amen, powerful, awesome, loving God. Amen? Amen. I turned my iPad on when I got back and I didn't see nothing. And I said, oh, all right. So, but that's all right. Thank God it came back. And if it didn't come back, I got it. I can still preach. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because when the word gets down on the inside of you, iPad don't mean nothing. Amen. I think I only got half the notes written down anyway. Somehow I just it got good to me in my office last night. And I stopped jotting down notes. I used to write them on my iPad, but then I'd be up here because I couldn't see them. And I couldn't read them because my handwriting's so bad. But, you know, and then all of a sudden, so I said, well, we'll type it out. And then I'm up there, the word got so good to me, I just went on and forgot to jot the notes down. But the Holy Ghost put it inside last night.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So certainly we do thank, praise God for another opportunity to be before his people. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. Amen. But I certainly do thank and praise God for giving me another opportunity to just be in the house of God and mingle my voices with those whom are sanctified. Amen. We certainly do thank and praise God and congratulate our pastor, Suffragan Bishop Johnny Magnus, on his elevation. We thank and praise God for him. Amen. We certainly honor him. Amen. I was looking at the picture of the entire church. Pastor, that was a good-looking picture. Of the entire church together, us unified behind our leader. Amen. As usual, I'm always running late, but I got there just enough time. I got there early enough. A little bit after 7, half past 7, and enjoyed a good service on Friday night. And, of course, the icing on the cake was to watch our pastor become elevated.
Yes.
And so, certainly, we do thank and praise God for that. Thank and praise God for his lovely wife. Amen. We thank and praise God for the both of them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They're truly a blessing to us. Amen. I'm just telling her a little bit. She keeps letting me think I'm going to win. We play Scrabble on the phones. And Pastor, she keeps letting me think I'm going to win. And then she comes up with this word that just completely demolishes me. I have no chance. And then she takes all the good letters. Amen. First Lady is wearing me out. So we thank and praise God for her. Amen. She wore me out this week. And I said, really? And then I got a cue with nothing else to use. Anywho, I thank and praise God for her. Amen. We thank and praise God for, amen, our pastor and First Lady. I certainly do thank and praise God for my beautiful wife.
Yes.
Amen. If you haven't noticed, she is poking out there pretty far. Amen. We thank and praise God for what we are going to have. I told Mother on Friday night, I said, I may tell y'all what we have it. And she looked at me and said, I already know. I can tell how she carried it. Can I tell?
Yeah.
She don't care. It's another boy, y'all. I can't get a girl to save my life. I cannot get a girl to save my life. Somebody said, are you going to try? No, I'm not going to try again. This was my try. And then my wife said, well, babe, you don't know what God's going to do. Lord, please, I don't need a house. Because at this rate, I'm going to have a starting five. I'm going to have a starting five basketball team. Amen. But I thank and praise God for my two boys and our soon-to-be third child that we're having here. We're looking at September 1st, probably thinking around the last week of August. But I thank and praise God for my family. It gives me my reason why, my reason to get up, my reason to push, my reason to live right. You know, and oftentimes I have my boys, they'll have something. I try to think of, you know, how we can maneuver them and teach them, but you also have to incorporate the Word of God into their lifestyle because it is at very essence a part of our life. We got to the council, and of course I sat in the back. It was a rather packed out house, and when we got there, Graham looked at me and said, Dad, you're supposed to be up there. Because he remembers me preaching at Emmanuel Tabernacle. It seems like every time we go to church somewhere, I'm always in the pulpit. And I said, well, no, bud, tonight I'm going to be back here with you. But I think I praise God for blessing my boys to see something I did not see. My father was not in church. I didn't go to church with my father. My mother carried me to church. And I saw a lot of the men in church, how they led their families. And I always said, I want to be like that for my family. Show them, let them see their father praying. Let them see their father studying. We quote scriptures every night, amen? Let all that. Graham has autographed a page in Zechariah, amen, of my Bible. I was up studying one night, and I left my pen and my notebook down. And he autographed my notebook. And I had that was a good Bible class. He done scribbled all over it, and then done scribbled all over the page in Zechariah. But that's all right. I think and praise God because they're scribbling on the Word because they see their father in it. So I think and praise God for that. Although I was very upset when he scribbled in my new Thompson Chain Bible. Amen. So they sure are not. So we certainly do praise God for them. Certainly do be remiss if I did not say thank God that my wife and I celebrated 7 years. A couple weeks ago, we have been married for 7 years, amen, and it ain't all been easy. I've caused some problems. Oh, Campbell's something else. I've caused some problems. I've had to go get forgiveness and all that, and she's worked with me and prayed for me, amen. And I was thinking about how I work on my lawn, and usually I get so frustrated and tired because it's like as hard as I work on it, I can't get it quite right. And then Pastor sends me a picture of his flawless lawn, and I'm always just kind of like, goodness gracious. And so this year I put some seed down, it didn't come up, and I watered, and I put some more seed down, and seed is not cheap. I kept working on it, then I got this little piece, I work on this little piece, and I water it, and I do this, and I do that. And now I have one of the best looking lawns on the block. I say that because there have been times my wife and I have been at odds. We ain't wanted to keep on going. She does not like me and all that. But if you keep on working on it, amen. We were up laughing about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning the other night, just cracking up laughing. I mean, I'm in tears, almost past. Man, we enjoying each other.
Right.
As long as you stick together and work it out.
Amen.
Right. It'll be any man folks know what I'm talking about. Make it, just work it out. Amen. As long as you keep God at the focus and you keep on working on it. I kept on working on that lawn. Kept on putting more seed out there. Putting all the water on there. Doing it. I kept on talking to my wife. Kept on communicating. Kept on praying. Lord, help me be a better husband. Help me to be better, a better father.
Hallelujah.
And God will do it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking too much. We need to get into the Word of God. Amen. But I'm excited on this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm excited.
Amen.
If no one else is excited, I'm excited. I'll be excited by myself. And I thank God for all of you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If it wasn't for you, I'd have to preach outside. I'd take this hot jacket off. I have to preach out there in the hot sun, but I think, praise God, we can preach in some AC on this morning. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, journey with us to the book of St. Luke, chapter number 18. Very familiar verse of scripture. St. Luke. I hear this one feeding back, so. Amen. St. Luke chapter 18. And we're going to go to verse number 39. Very familiar verse of scripture. When you have it, you'd be so kind to stand with us. Luke chapter 18. Standing. And they that went, and they which went before, rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. And we praise you, O God, for all that you've done. Thank you, O God, for being in the room right now. O God, thank you for being in our midst, Father. We ask you, O God, that you would touch our hearts, touch our minds, O God. Bless us, O God. Give us the ability to hear and receive, O God. We know that your word goes out and does not come back void, but God, we ask that you would go and let the word work right now. Touch us, our hearts, our minds, Lord God. Touch our bodies, O God. Touch our feelings and our emotions, O God. Heal, deliver, and set free, God. You know what each and every one in this room stands in need of right now. God, you know the warfare, you know the uprisings, the down cities, you know the mountains, you know the valleys. God, you know exactly what we stand in need of right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, send a right now word to our situation. Send right now word, oh God. We ask you to send down your anointing, Father, that breaks down yokes, chains, and fetters. Send down the anointing, oh God, that changes our lives, Father. Send down the anointing that makes this preaching easy. Lord God, send down your power right now. Heal, Lord God. Deliver, oh God. Set free, oh God. Break yokes, chains, and fetters. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we trust you, oh God. We believe in you, oh God. We have faith in you, oh God. And Father, we say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Have your hand touch somebody in Jesus' name. Thank God. And all God's people said, you can have your seat. I'm going to read that one more time. Amen. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Just for a couple minutes, that's not a very long message. I heard Elder Gentry say last week, I don't have very much, but if God starts talking, then it just happens. Amen. Amen. But just for a few moments, I'd like to talk from the subject, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? This text is one that encompasses faith and hope. The blind man had a hope and or confidence in which activated his faith. If we make that simplistic, his mindset was that if I can just get to Jesus.
Right.
I believe and I feel that you and I ought to have the exact same attitude within our lives. I don't know about you, but I've reached a position where I need him for everything. Amen. I need him for everything. I had an issue with my car. I got into that car accident. And I just went and bought a little piece of car and had an issue that nobody could seem to fix. I took it to my mechanic. I took it to Jackie Cooper, the dealer.
I took it to somewhere else. Last place I took it to, the car got worse. I don't know how in the world that happened. They didn't even do nothing to it. The car just got worse. And I remember saying, Lord, you know I need a car to go to work. I need you to work this out for me. And lo and behold, in the process of the car getting worse, took it to the shop. Spent about a week and a half, another week at another shop. And all of a sudden, the car comes back and it's fine. I don't even know. I don't know what he did. The car is fine. Sometimes you have to depend and trust on God for just even the small, minute things. Why am I trusting in God should I go over there right now? Because maybe, amen, it's not the time for you to go over there right now. Maybe you need to wait 10 minutes. Maybe if you wait 10 minutes, they'll be giving everything away for free. But sometimes we get ahead of ourselves, or let me say, we get ahead of God.
Right.
We get ahead of God so much so to where we get in front of our blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, don't ever let me get in front of my blessing. Amen. Don't let me. And that's why we have to study to be patient and study to be quiet. Because if I am doing all of the talking, I cannot hear God talking back.
Amen.
To me. I cannot. We often talk, he walks with me, he talks with me, he tells me I'm his own. But if I'm always trying to do everything else, I oftentimes, as I have been guilty of, get in God's way. I believe that the devil tries to use the struggles and the complexities of life to make us run away and not look at God.
Okay.
If I, praise the Lord, the reason why I just, after my car accident, just went and got a little piece of car and didn't go out and finance one, because there are certain things that we have plans for within my family. And getting ahead, although I could afford to finance one, getting ahead of it, amen, I put myself in a position where things can't happen. But if I just trust in God, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. It takes me out of the equation. And what happens is that oftentimes when you get ahead of what God is trying to do for you, you put yourself in a position, amen, to where God cannot give you what he has, because he has to clean up the junk that you done messed up right now.
Right.
This ain't in none of my notes. But what I found out, saints of God, is that while the devil uses the things in our life to come against us, he'll try to work, praise the Lord, in our finances. Amen. And I don't know about you, but when you have money problems, those are some of the worst problems it seems like you can have. Amen. Husband and wife at each other's odds. Why did you go buy a drink from the store? Hello, somebody. Amen. You. Why in the world did you go get gas? Why did you go to work? It seems like, amen, you know, you have those problems within your life, and you have financial issues. Nothing seems to equate right because you're trying to find that next dollar to, amen, fix the problem. Amen. I come to tell you, I found the secret, amen. You better trust in God with your money.
Amen.
I'm up here, I'm preaching already, amen. Amen. He'll try to come and attack your marriage. Amen. Sin. Amen. Some cute little thing, or you know, some man that, amen, fits your fancy as you think he does, and he'll try to come and attack it in such a way to draw the wedge against you and your spouse. Amen. What I've come to find out, married folk, is that if you spend all your time trying to please your wife, your husband, you ain't interested in pleasing nobody else. Amen. I spend so much time with my wife, I'm tired. I ain't got no time to spend on nobody else. Amen. I come to tell you that, amen, the devil will use these things, church, to try to take us off base with God. Amen. We find how the devil is working, praise the Lord, in our homes and in our schools. Amen. I was giving my kids a bath one night, and we had Pandora playing. And while Pandora was playing, I think it was playing Ricky Dillard's gospel station on Pandora. And during us listening to gospel music and enjoying it, and I'm probably yelling at the boys, and all of a sudden a commercial comes on for sports gambling on a gospel radio station. The sports gambling commercial comes on, and they go through all of it. And one of the things that they said, now if you have a problem gambling, call this number. Well, that kind of goes against the whole purpose of the ad. But what I've come to find out is that oftentimes, the devil will bring these things to us to take us off track and off blaze.
Right.
Amen. He is trying. Amen. I don't know about you if you're noticing it, but the devil is after your children and your grandchildren. Amen. I don't know if you see some of the things that are happening in our world and in our society. Amen. I took Brian, amen, to the dentist, and they give out little toys and little trinkets. Amen. And so Brian has said, well, I don't want to get that because that's a girl this or what. I don't remember what it was, a girl this or that. And so the woman, the hygienist, said, well, there's no such thing as really girl things and boy things. They're just things. Son, there are a difference between girl things and boy things. And the devil, praise the Lord, is after your children.
Right.
Anytime, saints of God, you can see drag shows. I'm just talking this morning. Anytime you can see these drag shows and these LBG whatever, amen, people who are coming after and targeting our children. Amen. We see the forced indoctrination, if you will. Amen. To where, amen, my child, my, amen, 4-year-old son ought to be able to choose the gender that he is. Son, that's not something that you get to choose. God said that you're a boy.
Amen.
And I come to tell you that we can see that the devil is working within our society. We can see, praise the Lord. We can see how they're trying to come and make everything acceptable. Amen. I can't even turn on a Disney Channel. Amen. I office at home, and my wife works from home, praise the Lord. And oftentimes, amen, sometimes, praise the Lord, but the boys may be in their room watching TV. And one day I turned on a television show, amen, on the Disney Channel or the Disney, what is that, Disney app? Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. The Disney thing. And then I turned around and left to get to my next appointment. And my wife said, babe, did you not know that what you turned on, the little boy in there had an alternative lifestyle? And amen, I was just trying to get him to sit somewhere quietly until my wife can get to him. But saints, you can't even let your children, amen, watch the Disney Channel. Amen. There used to be a time, praise the Lord, where, amen, you could, amen, turn on Nickelodeon, or you could turn on Disney. Amen. I could watch something on CBS or, amen, one of these network channels and not see this garbage and filth. Amen. Amen. So much so to where, amen, you wonder where is the morals of our society. Amen. You wonder, praise the Lord, where, amen, we get what, amen, is within the thinking of our society. But what I come to tell you on this morning, saints, is that the devil is attempting to make these demonic and satanic things normalized, amen, so that we have to so-called accept, amen, what the devil is trying to shove down our throats. But I come to tell you on this morning, saints, as I'm standing up here preaching, that we cannot accept, amen, the things that the demons of hell are doing. Amen. The Bible has told us, church, that, amen, these things were going to happen, saints of God. And as, amen, oftentimes we hear people say that amen, the devil is busy, amen. Amen. I've had to come back and say, but yes, although the devil might be busy, but God is even busier. Amen. Because I serve a God, I don't know about you this morning, but I serve a God who is able to keep me from falling. I serve a God, praise the Lord. That's why, amen, I teach my boys the scriptures, and we quote the scriptures, amen, before they go to bed. Because, amen, when I drop Brian off at school, and when I drop Graham off, amen, at his, praise the Lord, Christian preschool, amen, I'm not going in the building with them. Amen. I'm not walking in that building with them. Amen. I have to drop both of my boys off. But amen, although I'm not walking into the building with them, amen, I can send the Holy Ghost with my children. Amen. I can send the power of God with my children. That, amen, even when the devil tries to come up and rise his ugly head, amen, I can thank and praise God that they have been covered by the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you this morning, but you better pray over your children. Amen. The devil is trying to come and take your babies out. Amen. The devil's trying to come after your grandchildren. He's trying to come after, amen, any such way he can. But amen, you better do like my mama used to do, saints of God, which is walk in the room at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're asleep, and pour the oil on your head and say, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You better tell the devil that you cannot have my son. My son will be saved. You can't have my daughter. My daughter is going to be saved. Amen. My daughter is going to overcome. My children are going to live for God. We are going to be saved. We don't be holy in this house. We don't live right in this house. Is there anybody that can testify and say, for God I'll live, for God I'll die?
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. We see all of these things that are coming throughout our society. Amen. We see, praise the Lord, that it seems like our society is so divided, saints of God. Amen. So divided, so much so, praise the Lord, to where one country is against another country. Amen. We've witnessed and noticed how, amen, Russia has invaded the Ukraine, church. Amen. We see and hear the rumors of China wanting to invade Taiwan. And amen, we have, amen, these issues within, amen, these South American countries. Can I just talk this morning, amen, about how they're trying to move away from the dollar in a way to, amen, weaken the United States of America. But amen, I want you to know something, saints of God, that the Bible, amen, said all of these things would happen. Amen, the Bible tells us, amen, the Bible lets us know in the book of Matthew, amen, because, amen, iniquity shall abound, saints of God. Amen, the love of many shall wax, amen, what, cold. Amen, why in the world is it waxing cold, saints? You sit up here and wonder, how can the world, amen, can I go up and rob and kill a complete stranger? Amen, you wonder, how in the world, saints of God, amen, can I go and break in somebody's house and kill somebody sleeping in their bed? You wonder, how in the world, church, amen, how is there so much violence against one another? Amen, how in the world, saints, could, amen, a country, Ukraine, be sitting there minding its own business? Amen, and Russia start dropping new bombs all over the country? Lord have mercy. You wonder how, church, you wonder how, amen, why is there so much hatred and animus throughout the world? Amen, because the devil is running loose. Amen, he's trying to, amen, get those whom he may, amen, devour. The saints of God, what I come to tell you, church, is that you got to be committed and stand fast and say, no matter what happens, I am going to trust in God. That's why, church, Lord have mercy. And I'm going to get trust in him. And when I look at this text, saints of God, amen, I can see this all wrapped up through here. Lord have mercy. I can see blind Bartimaeus, amen, who was down and out, who was messed up. Lord have mercy. Ken is in a place where he cannot see. But amen, when I look at this text, I thought about the scripture, church. Amen, in the book of Isaiah chapter 55. What does that scripture say, if you will? Amen, seek ye the Lord, amen, while he may be found, amen, call ye upon him, amen, while he is near, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. This is where the message has to get good to me. Amen, but there's somebody in this room who will not, amen, break away from the things, thank you, sir, who will not break away from the things that they used to do. There's somebody who was bound by addiction in this room. There's somebody who was in a toxic relationship. There's somebody who is jacked up that cannot see their way through. There's somebody who does not know quite how to let go. There's somebody in this room who is held in bondage within dope's chains and fetters. It may not even be you, saints, but it might be somebody that you know. Amen, bound up and cannot see how to come out, amen, of their problem. But I want to testify and tell you on this morning that if you are in a position, church, amen, where you feel like you cannot overcome it. If you're in a position, saints, where you feel like you cannot win. If you're in a position, saints, where you cannot put down that bottle. If you're in a position, church, where you feel like, saints, that you have to keep on. Lord have mercy. You have to keep on doing the things that you're doing. If you're in a position, church, amen, where it feels like every time I turn around, I gotta run back to that thing. If it feels like, church, that you you can't get the monkey off your back. Is there anybody in this room that knows what I'm talking about? Is there anybody in this room that feels how all your problems, that feels the weight of the world on you? Is there anybody in here, amen, that feels like God is working on them? I come to give you some good news this morning. There is a man named Jesus that is able to fix your problem. I heard the Bible say that he is able to do, amen, exceedingly and abundantly all that you can ask for or think. You won't need a 12-step program. You won't need to get weaned off the relationship. But the God I serve, he's able. Amen, to help me overcome it. The God I serve, he's able. Amen, to make me kick the habit. The God I serve, he's able to do it for me. Somebody ought to clap your hands and open up your mouth and give God a praise. Another time, Lord have mercy. Let me try to hasten on, saints, and amen, preach this little piece of text. Lord have mercy. So here we find ourselves, amen, in the 8th chapter, or the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Amen, Luke the beloved physician. Lord have mercy. But praise the name of God. Luke is a very interesting book. And because Luke is a book, saints, Luke was actually saved, amen, during Paul's ministry. And he was a part of Paul's company. And he was writing in church. And as he's writing and talking to him, he's telling them of the account of the man blind Bartimaeus, telling them how the man got healed. The text starts, church, in the amen, verse number 35. And it came to pass that as he was come unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. He was a man that didn't have nothing. And he had to ask other folks, amen, to give him something to sustain his life. And Lord have mercy. And I heard the Bible say that this blind man heard all the noise around. He heard everything going on around him. He heard everything, all the rustling and bustling. And he says something must be going on. Lord have mercy. The Bible says that he asked them, and what in the world is going on? He asked them, church, and what's all the rustling about? And the Bible says that they told him that there's a man named Jesus that has come over the scene. And you have the same things of God think about. And how the Bible wrote this down, how the Bible mentioned this, all the Bible did was say that Jesus came. Is there anybody in this room who can testify that say, as long as Jesus shows up, I shall be healed? If Jesus comes, I can be delivered. If Jesus comes, I can have my way made. Somebody in this room ought to clap your hands and say, thank you. Tell God thank you in another time. I'm going to try to get through this little message here. Amen. The Bible says that he heard the man Jesus. And we're looking down to verse 38. Amen. The Bible tells me, saints, and he cried, saying, Jesus, thy son David, amen, have mercy on me. Amen. That is significant, church, because he recognized, saints, amen, just who Jesus was. He recognized, church, that Jesus was the Messiah. He recognized, church, that Jesus was able to heal him, and he addressed him as such. Jesus, thy son of David, and have mercy on me. I heard one bishop say, if you let somebody stop you from reaching Jesus, you will get exactly what you deserve. That's when we get to the next verse. And then as he was crying out, so many folks, they yelled and they rebuked him. They told him to shut up. They told him, there's more important things than your little blindness. There's more important things than your hang-ups. There's more important things than your toxic mess. There's more important things than what you're going through. But I just stopped by from Owasso, Oklahoma, to tell somebody that God is concerned about you. I stopped by to tell somebody God is concerned about your tears. I stopped by to tell you God is concerned about your pain. God is concerned about your trouble. God is concerned about you. God is interested in it. I heard the Bible say that as they told him to shut up, he kept on going. He kept on talking. He kept on yelling. But everything he had. If I could just get that man's attention, if I can get that man who touched me, is there anybody that needs his attention? Is there anybody that needs him to touch you? Is there anybody that needs him to make a way for you? Open up your mouth and give him some praise. The Bible says, Lord have mercy, that as he kept on going, he got God's attention, saints. It's something, church, when you get God's attention, the woman, the woman with the issue of blood, she got God's attention. I come to tell you this morning, get God's attention, whatever you're going through, get his attention, saints. The Bible, Jesus said, bring that man over to me. He said, what do you want me to do? He said, Lord, that I can receive. Amen. My sight. And the Bible says that Jesus just spoke the word. Receive your sight. I come to testify that when you call unto God, he is able to fix it. He's able to heal you. He's able to save you. He's able to deliver. He's able to make a way. He's able to bless you. He's able to save your children. He's able to clear your mind. What shall we then say? Amen. To these things, church, if God is for us, what devil in hell can be against us? You better clap your hands and give us a praise. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? I want it so bad. Shut up, Brian. Shut up, Brian. God don't care about you. How many of y'all ever had somebody more important come through? God ain't concerned about that. No, God is concerned about everything you're going through. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. God sees it. He sees everything you're going through.
Hallelujah.
Every pain, every tear, every struggle, every hang up, God sees everything that you're going through. Sitting at the council, this girl of Meadows read this scripture. And as he read this scripture, the whole church was already going. And it hit me a little later. It was good when he read it. But he got to this scripture that said, Lord have mercy. It said in that scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors, yes, through him, yeah, that loved us. Yes. I was going to try to put these together, and I said, I can't hang like that. It got too good. You are going through what you're going through, and God is using what you're going through so that you can be a conqueror through him. Because there are some things, Pastor, that are too heavy for me to hold. There are some struggles that are too hard for me to bear. I don't know if anybody knows the stuff beating you down. You walk up in here, they think you got a bad back. Just the struggles and the complexities and perplexities of life are just beating you down.
Right.
Just wearing you out. Beat you all upside your head. I can't get no peace. You're right, you can't get none because peace is in the perfect peace. You ain't gonna have no peace until you get into the one that gives perfect peace. I'm struggling, can't make it. But the Bible says that you are more than conquerors through him, which tells me that you would have the victory. You are a conqueror, you are an overcomer, you are a survivor if you would just give up to God and let God have it. That's half the test trial right there. I need to get out the way. I need to quit.
Right.
I need to shut up. I need to stop. I'm up here trying to do it, and God got me all blocked. Stop, Brian. Because I'm trying to do what God's job. My wife asked me all the time, did you pray about it? No, I don't even tell him nothing. I just said, Lord, this is what I want to do. This is what. I have something. there is something that I really want to do. And I've told my wife is on board, business related. I want to start something myself. Start my own company, doing something. And got a few things lined up for it. And I thought I was ready for it. And I remember it came up on me so quickly that I really am not ready to move yet. I got a few things in line, but as I start to analyze, I really don't have everything in line like I thought to. And I prayed and asked God, Lord, what do I do? I want to jump, but can I jump? Lord, which way do I go? Lord, who do I go talk to? Lord, how do I make this work? God said, you wait. You learn everything about this. And God started giving me step by step on what to do, showing me exactly. Then when you do this, then you'll be ready. When you trust in God, it's as simple, saints, as just asking.
Amen.
But we sit up here all in God's way, still going back to that toxic relationship. God is trying to pull us out of stuff, and we just going right back in. God is trying to help you overcome it, but you keep on going back. God is trying to give you the power over it, but you just keep on pushing. We keep on, and then a lot of times we bang our own heads, and God is just like, I got to fix that too. Let me have it, and I'll take care of it. So when I say, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be saved? How bad do you want to come out of your problems? How bad do you want God to fix it for you? How bad are you willing to bypass the folks looking at you crazy, the folks talking about you, the folks running you down, the folks doing all these other things? Are you willing to do what God wants you to do so that God can give you what he wants you to have? The blind man said, I've been blind my whole life. I know what this is like. I know what this is like. Now, I hear there's a man walking. And apparently, now this man done fed folks with no food. He done fed folks off of a little boy's lunch. I know the kind of lunch that you send with your little boys, because I got two little boys. It's not very much. And he done fed thousands of folks, men, not counting women and children, as the Bible said, off of a little boy's lunch. This man walked on water. This man done told a dead girl to get up. Surely he can fix my eyes. Ain't nobody else helping me. And that's right there when he got God's attention. I don't understand it. Sometimes we sitting in service be all extra high, and man, we having a good time, and this fool's just sitting out there. You don't feel that? You don't feel that? All that power, and it's like, well, I need God to touch this. I need God to touch that. He's right here.
Hallelujah.
He's in the room right now. That's why, as altar workers, if you move in place, please, you can get your deliverance right now. All you got to do is come down to the altar. You can get saved right now. There's water in the pool. There's clothing for men, women, and children. God can make a way and change your situation.